everybody, welcome back to another podcast.
Oh my god, I was not expecting that.
It's just a little bit of a wake-up call.
Hey, well, it worked. I'm only now half asleep. Not like 7/8 like I usually am.
Well, welcome back, everybody. My phone is still in the cup holder of Tate's car.
Hey.
Good news, though. I just purchased a car mount, a universal car mount, for my phone, for Tate's car. That will be arriving in at least, like, 4 days or so. So, soon enough, you guys won't hear the rumbling and revving of Tate's car whenever he drives. Don't rev the car, because you're going to ram straight into my fucking gate.
I actually didn't do that. I
felt you push on the gas.
That was not me. That was a ghost.
That was a ghost.
I do not know what you're talking about.
Hey, look, the Canadian geese are back.
What?
I don't know. I don't know if this is the third time that I'm making the intro, but welcome back to another segment of The Morning Ride.
With Kate and Tris.
With the Native American and the communist, the Estonian communist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that our names now?
The Native American and Estonian communist?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
That can be our names.
That's fine, I guess.
Is it fine?
Not really.
Is it really fine, though?
No, not really.
Hmm.
All right. So we talking about... What do we say we're talking about again?
I don't know. We didn't really come up with a topic to talk about today.
I thought you said something yesterday. Fucking Chris. What did you say yesterday? What are you talking about?
Relationships or whatever?
Yeah, okay. Done. Let's do it. I got a relationship with God. He is my Lord and Savior. See, Jesus Christ.
The only person that I love is Jesus Christ. Anyone else is a sin, and they should be punished by electrocution. Kill the gays. All right, anyways.
Okay.
I'm sorry to any non-conservative listeners. I hate... I don't really like the gay... let's not go in that territory.
You should just stop.
Yeah. Let's not do that.
No, seriously, relationships. Chris?
Yeah?
What's your experience on that?
Fucking...
Wink,
none.
Nudge. Wow, so I'm going to be doing the majority of the talking. Fucking great!
All I just want to say is that I feel like having a relationship in high school is one of the most mediocre things possible. Because, like...
Wow. That was morbid.
I mean, if you think about it, do you have any friends in high school who've had a very successful relationship that is still ongoing today?
Yes. You weren't expecting that answer, were you?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, I do, actually. I've got... One,
my ears.
Two, three friends, actually. Three.
Well, all the friends that I've known who've had a relationship while in high school, their relationships have ended badly.
Hmm.
So that's what I know.
Well.
And I just know that, in general, that if you were to...
In my own inner people.
What?
In my own inner people.
Didn't you have, like, two relationships that failed?
It didn't fail.
What happened? You never said anything.
Huh? I don't know. It was just time. Like,
it was just time?
It was just time.
What do you mean it was just time?
It was just time to stop. Okay? It's time to stop. No more.
Hey, do you want to talk?
I actually had three relationships in high school.
Well, do you want to talk about them?
You
want to describe
sure.
them
Sure. What do you want to know about them? The first one was with some... I don't even know.
Do some storytelling for us.
Okay, so my yeah, I feel like I'm being put on the spot. So the first relationship I had was with some I don't even know. She was a melting pot of races like me. So I was gonna describe like her race and what she looked like, but then I realized it's just not gonna happen. She had tan skin, okay guys? It's a mix. And there's no white or black in there, so there's some other shit going on.
Was she Native American like you?
I don't know, actually.
Because if she's not, like, white or black and just, like, really tan, I mean, like,
she could be Asia. Could it be Asia?
She was yellow?
Could she
be... I'm just kidding. No, she
could
was...
she be Asian? I love my Asian people.
Did she
shout out to my Asian. I don't know. Well, I mean, I think she was a lot Mexican.
She was Mexican?
But I think so. We'll just call her Mexican. Or Hispanic. Probably Hispanic. That seems about right.
She's... All right.
Dude, I have no fucking clue. She spoke English really well and, like, with no accent, so it's kind of hard to tell. Anyway, so that relationship lasted about, like, 6-7 months. I want to say.
Six to seven months.
Somewhere in that ballpark of time. That was a good relationship. It was just...
Where did the downfall start?
Where did the downfall... Oh, everything went awry as soon as she said, my parents just found out. I'm like, wait, you haven't told your parents yet?
What?
I was like, wait, excuse me? She said, yeah, I just told my parents that we were dating. I'm like, well, okay. Alright. And then she said, yeah, they don't like you. I'm like, wow. Wow. So we had to break up. Long story short, we had to break up.
Wow.
Yeah. Also, she was like, towards the end of the relationship, she was kind of getting a little, like, too clingy, too attachy. I was not a big fan of that. So yeah, that was first high school relationship. Second one is the one you know about.
From last year?
From last year, right.
Yeah.
That was... How long did that last? I don't know.
That
was like February of last year to like actually the beginning of the school year.
Yeah, like I remember you last year, like we would be sitting over at the set of computers.
Yeah,
and then you started like fucking moving and I was just like all depressed. I was like, I don't want to be here alone. And then I just saw you with that girl and like you were, that like started happening after winter break.
Yeah, that was a thing. That lasted up until like end of the school year, and she just kind of stopped talking to me. I was like, okay, this is fine.
So she talked to you.
She talked to me like a lot.
Yeah, so she started talking to you, and then she was
then,
the one that
like,
stopped talking.
Yes, I'm like, wait, what? Yeah, I know, dude. Girls, right?
What?
And then like, I heard from a friend that she was like all heartbroken, and it was my fault that I stopped talking to her. I'm like, what? Bitch, excuse me.
What?
Yeah, I know, dude. My relationship history is not great. The third one that I had in high school was with... did you know about the German girl? Yeah, the German girl. Did I ever tell you about her?
No.
Okay, I did not. That was an online relationship. That lasted a ridiculous amount long of time. Yes. Bravo. So we were together before the relationship you knew about. That actually might have been a year.
So with this online person, did you ever meet her in person or like?
No, she lived in fucking Germany.
How the fuck did you two meet and then start dating online?
That's a really long story. And I don't think this podcast is going to be able to fit that story.
All right.
But yeah, just know that we got together. Long story short, we met over an app called Discord.
You met her over Discord.
Yeah, but how we met was a really long story. It was more of like friends introduced. Like, I had a really good friend that I knew, who had introduced me to his friend over in Germany. And then his friend introduced me to all of her, wait, hold up. Yeah, his friend introduced me to all of his friends, and I met her there. But there was a lot more complication to how that actually happened, so yeah. Yeah, that was probably literally the best relationship of my life, unfortunately. I'm very sad to, I had to give that up. Yeah. when did that, I'm trying to think of, like, start and end. I think it started of winter of, not last year, but the year before.
So, sophomore year.
Yeah. That lasted till about, oh, God. Let me see here. It was close to a year. I want to say we broke up. Well, we had a bit of a falling out in around May, April, because just stuff happened, and my parents weren't okay with it. Her parents were slightly okay with it, but she wasn't allowed to video chat, and that was the only condition my parents would, like, let me keep dating her.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh well.
Wait, hold on. Your parents were fine with it?
No, my parents were not okay with it.
But
they her were, parents were.
But your parents
But my
were,
parents wanted to see her in person so they could be okay with it.
Oh, so yeah. They were okay with you video chatting her as long as they could see her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was that. Yeah, that happened for about a year. Let's just say it was about a year, as close to it.
But how did you know that? What, did she ever, like, show you photos of her?
Yeah. No, okay. We video chatted, like, in private, just the two of us.
Oh.
Whenever her parents were away, and obviously mine, because, you know, they weren't cool with it. But yeah. Yeah, that was sad. I don't really like talking about that one too much. Because reasons. Also, I'm trying to read the logo of the truck in front of us. I really am confused.
Smooth moves. Moving made simple?
No, in front of us.
Napheed?
Yeah, is that sir? Napheed? I don't know.
I think it just says Napheed.
Nah, are you sure?
I think so.
Okay. Alright. Okay. Anyway, so that was my relationship one. I also had a relationship in 8th grade, but that only lasted a week because she had to move to Texas.
Well,
yeah, so there we go. There was my long, not so long history of dating people. It's great, right?
I literally have no history of dating people.
Don't know why you decided to talk about this. Anyone you're interested in currently? You don't have to say who, just yes or no.
Sure.
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 That's kind of like a half-assed, I don't know.
It's because I don't really know if things can go down the right path. But, like, I don't know. In the past, I've made a few attempts, but they failed. And I don't know if there are reasons because of me or if there's, like, other factors involved that are, like, legit factors, but, like...
Not like you as a legit factor. Epic roast! I'm sorry, that was really bad. Look, man, I don't get that physical activity for the next week, so I gotta release my energy somehow. And if mouth fapping is the way I can do it, then I'm gonna do it, by God!
Oh, yeah, for those of you that don't know, Tate...
I'm in a boot.
Yeah, Tate ripped his leg...
Sure.
He rolls his leg so he can't walk. He limps and I make fun of him for it.
Yeah, everyone calls me cripple though. Even my coach, actually, for rowing.
It's just like Alex, we call him the cripple.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm cripple number two.
Cripple number two, but the better cripple.
Hey, wait, what? Huh?
Better cripple in regards that you can walk better.
Oh.
Not like as a better person, you suck.
Oh, shut the fuck up!
Just kidding.
Get the fuck out of my car, right?
You see, you're not limping around in crutches. That's why you're the better cripple.
Oh, fair.
Yeah.
I might have crutches soon, but we never know. Because if I actually have a broken ankle, then I'm gonna have to get fucking crutches. I don't think it's that. But you never know. You never know, man.
But anyways. Sorry, I was stretching.
What was that noise? That
I don't
came
know.
Out of your mouth.
Every time that I stretch, I make really weird noises, but that's because, like, the oxygen is
trying
to leave
my
body.
Apparently, every time I pee or go to the bathroom, it makes really weird noises.
And then when people ask your day, you just cry.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, like, I don't really know if I could have considered this an attempt, but, like... During sophomore year, when creative photography was still a class, I mean, there was this one girl who talked to me, and I think she was interested in me, because, like, I don't know for what reason this one girl wanted to talk to me, but, like...
I don't know why, but this girl wanted to talk to me.
Yeah, like...
It's basically what you're saying.
Sophomore year, I was fucking, like... I was in a bad state. I was, like... I was still trying to, like, psychologically mature and stuff.
Psychologically and, like, mature, wow.
Yeah, because, like, I was very immature at the time. Like, I... You know, my anxiety was, like, high. I was very, like, insecure and emotional. And, this was still the time when, you know, creative photography was still a class.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was in, like, creative photography 1. And, there was this one senior girl who was in that class. And, you know, I was by myself at, like, a majority of the year. Because, like, I didn't have any friends in that class.
Oh, sad boy.
And everyone that I knew, they already had, like, friends of their own in that class. So they, like, talked to each other or whatever. So I sat by myself most of the time and I did my work by myself. And, I've told this story to Alex and a few other people. Like, if you ask Alex, he probably knows, because he can tell you that I talked about her, like, literally every single day, because we had weight training together, and, like, this was, I think this was, like, after winter break when we came back, she started talking to me or whatever, but, like, so there was, like, one day where I walked in, and Miss Lee was like, "All right, everybody, do not sit at the computers, go to the tables, and then, like, put down your bags, and then, like, we're gonna choose new seats today," or whatever.
Yeah.
Because she wanted to change things up. So, I go over to the tables, I drop off my bag, and I sit at the table at the very, like, far right corner, like, the closest to the door.
Yeah.
And, you know, I go all the way to the end, and I just sit there, and I just sit there by myself.
Yeah.
I'm, like, all alone. Everyone else is choosing seats, like, behind me and around me. No one sits in my row.
Yeah.
But then the senior girl, she just, like, comes over and just sits right next to me. And I'm like, okay. I don't know who you are, but I don't know. I guess this is okay.
Who the hell are you? What's wrong with your hair?
No, she didn't have weird hair. I mean, she was attractive.
I don't think you got the reference, but okay.
I didn't get the reference.
All right, no. We didn't get the reference. Okay.
Good.
Hopefully someone got that reference.
Someone might have.
Out of the 6 people that watch our podcast, someone might have. That's a maybe.
Hey, we got 12 views on the first one.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh.
So we might have 12 viewers. I don't know. Scott doesn't care for sure. I know that. I asked him yesterday, and he was just like, "I don't know how to use the podcast. I don't think you fucking click on the link and you get sent to it." And he was like, "Ah, I don't care." And I was like, "Of course you don't." But yeah, this girl, she initiated the conversation with me. She, like, the next day, that first day when we got assigned to our seats, she didn't talk to me at all, and I didn't talk to her. It was like I was fucking awkward as hell. But then the next day, she started talking to me, and she introduced herself, and then she asked me my name and shit like that, and I got, like, I started freaking out, because, like, this hot girl was talking to me or whatever. And then we just, like, became friends. Like, I learned so much about her, like, so much personal shit, too, and, like, I think something was going down some path, because then she, like, broke up with, like, her longtime boyfriend or something like that, and she started talking to me more, and I think something was about to happen there.
And then just never did.
Nothing happened, no.
Oof, sad boys.
Yeah, because, like, things were getting, like, really personal, but then, I guess, I don't know if there was, like, hints that I was missing, because I was, like, a fucking retard at the time, but, like, I think something might have happened, but it didn't, and, you know, dude, she's moved on.
Yeah. Honestly, at this point, I'm so fucking oblivious to hints that, like, I went to, Where did I go? It wasn't homecoming. What's the other dances that we have that wasn't prom? Because it was during sophomore year, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Don't we have 3 dances, I thought, at the school?
I don't know, because I don't go to any of them. I don't care about them.
Anyway, regardless, it was the one where the girls ask out the guys to the dance. Have you, no.
Fucking what?
That's actually a thing, right? Yeah. So homecoming is like the regular homecoming dance, and then there's another dance where the girls ask out the guys. It's called Sadie Hawkins. That's what it is.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So
I didn't know that the girls asked out the guys.
Yeah, no, that's typically how it works.
Oh well, again, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
No, never asked.
Hey, look, I never knew about it until the dance actually. I was like, what the fuck? Anyway, so someone had actually asked me out to Sadie Hawkins. I didn't realize how much of a full blown crush they had on me until. Or actually, no, no, sorry. That was a different person at the dance. Anyway, so someone asked me out as a friend. As, quote unquote, as a friend. About the person who asked me out, I was like, someone had told me, like, oh, dude, you missed, like, so many hints that night. I'm like, oh, I did? Oh, okay. And then there's another person at the dance who came up to me and apparently was on my swim team. She says, hey, do you remember me? I'm like, who the fuck are you? And she looked so sad. I'm like, oh, I'm really sorry. Did I, like, hurt your feelings or something? And she's like, no, it's okay. I didn't expect you to remember me. And walks away. I'm like, oh, I feel really bad. She might have had a crush on me or something. Which was funny, because then the next year, I actually ended up driving her and her sister to school. I didn't know it was her until she said something, and I felt really bad. Because she lives in our neighborhood.
I'm a sad boy, because, yeah, virtually, like, nothing like that has ever happened. Yeah. I've been living with that for a while now, and I've come to terms with it, but I mean, it's whatever.
So the guy who doesn't want... I want nothing to do with this shit! And I get it all the fucking time. Apparently. I don't know. I don't really trust my friend's words sometimes. But apparently, I get it all the time. But you want the attention, and you don't get it. What the fuck? I literally want nothing to do with this. I'm good until, like, I'm dead. I'm okay, I promise.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm also oblivious to that, like, kind of shit, too, because, like, I've never really, like, had the experience or anything. So, like, I'm pretty sure there have been other occasions, there might have been, where,
there,
like, someone's been trying to, like, be, like, talking to me or whatever, but I just, like, I've been, so, like, I'm just...
Sliding into those DMs.
Nah, more like in person.
That was a joke.
Yeah, I know. No one ever texts me. Depression.
It's like that one meme where it's like, hey, does anyone ever get cute texts like these? And it shows, like, blank images.
Yeah, I posted
that.
Yeah.
That's me.
I mean, there might have been some hints that I've been, like, super oblivious to, because I just like it.
Like me?
Like you, yeah. Probably.
No. Like the hints I've been dropping towards you.
Huh?
What?
Nigga, what? Hold on.
Hold the fuck up.
Hey, I ain't gay.
I ain't gay, guys. That ain't me. I'm just comfortable with my sexuality.
Even though my pottery project
is a gay salamander. Yeah.
I ain't gay. I'm gonna burn that project, dude.
You should have just done the Confederate flag stripes on the elevator. That would have been fantastic.
For those of you listening that don't understand what my gay salamander is, my pottery class this year, which I do not like,
he has to make it clear that he does not like his pottery class.
Yeah, like, dude, we got a new teacher for pottery this year. I thought I was gonna get Miss Reyes, right? The cool pottery teacher that's literally a copycat of Miss Lee.
Yeah.
But I got Mrs. Gonzalez, like, the 20-year-old who, like, just...
Anyway, continue.
Yeah, we started a project where, during October, to celebrate the Day of the Dead, even though I'm not Mexican, we had to make...
We did that in digital media, too.
Aljibres. Right? I don't know.
What the fuck is that?
It's like some kind of like animal slash beast creature thing that's like full of color and pattern and design and stuff like that. And we were supposed to paper mache our own animal creature thing.
So you made a salamander.
So I made a salamander. Because it's the easiest thing. Because we had to paper mache it.
Why not a fucking snake?
Because someone already did a snake, and Ms. Gonzalez was like, don't do a snake, because that's just way too easy, and someone already did a snake. But they made a coil, right? They made, like, a coil of the snake, and then they had it, like, coming all the way up, and it had, like, wings on it or whatever. So I was like, all right.
That's not a snake. That's an actual, like...
What?
That's an actual, like, animal. Like, that's actually an animal from mythology. Anyway, why the fuck is someone getting out of their car?
Huh?
Someone had the door open and just, like, stepped out of the car and then went back in.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And the cobra with wings, or the snake with wings, is an actual animal from mythology. I'm trying to remember what it's called.
An actual animal from mythology?
Yeah, like, no, like, that's an actual thing. Like, that... I'm trying to remember what it's called.
Well, anyways, so we had to make sketches, and I made, like, a... First, I planned on making, like, a cow head, like, a cow skull that looks like a demon or something. And then I planned on making, and there was, like, I don't remember what the third sketch was, but then I, like, oh, yeah, an iguana. I was, like, I drew an iguana.
Tijuana!
And then I drew a salamander. And then I was, like, you know what? Screw it. I'm gonna go with a salamander. And I started paper macheing the salamander. The body was looking good. The body came out relatively okay. I forgot to make the head, because I didn't know how to make the head. So, like, I made the body, and then there was, like, this little thing that was sticking out of the top where the head's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So then I, like, quickly built a head, and it just looks like a pancake. It's just retarded. And then, you know, we paper macheed it, we colored it white, and then we had to color it. So I didn't know what to color it, because I was terrible at, like, all this 3D, like, modeling and coloring and stuff like that. So I painted it rainbow. And I didn't realize my mistake until after it was entirely colored rainbow.
Nice.
And I looked at it and I was like, shit, it looks like I support gay rights. Like, this is not good. And I had, like, fins on it too, but, like, the fins were blue colored, but, like, everything else was just rainbow. And then I was like, okay, damn it, I didn't want this to happen.
So, well, damn.
So then I just put these, like, mediocre, like, designs on it. And then, like, the people at my table are saying, like, dude, you're done. Like, you don't have to do anything else. And I was just sitting there, and I was like, I need to, like... Ms. Gonzalez keeps saying that I need to put more shit on this project, but I have no ideas, and this is a gay salamander. Like, I don't know what to do with this. Like, I don't like this.
Maybe you should do, in the opposite of the direction of the rainbow... Alright, so instead of going... So you have, like... Let's say the head is red and goes from red to... purple.
It goes
down.
From red to purple all the
right.
way down.
So now at the head you do little swirls that are purple, and then at the orange section you do swirls that are blue, and then at the yellow section you do swirls that are green. You know those little swirls that are like, do you know what I'm talking about? It's literally like a quick thing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's like that.
That could work.
If that's just an idea. I don't know.
I mean,
you don't have to use it.
If she's saying that I need to put more like shit on that gay salamander, then I might as well do it. Like,
yeah, but it's like little, like small little swirls that are like the really tiny, but you do it all over the fucking thing.
I might do it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I used to live in Arizona, so I know a lot about the Mexican design shit. I know that was a.
Did you freaking
thing.
See that car
yeah,
just
I
like
did.
Swerve across two
I
lanes?
I did.
Jesus Christ, dude! That guy almost killed somebody.
See, I'm not the only bad driver out there.
Alright. So, sorry, I don't know if that was in the cup holder, but if anyone heard those vibrations, someone named Nolan is texting Tate. They're texting him nonstop. But yeah.
Stop looking at my texts. That's really creepy.
Because I see it on your, like, screen up
Stop
here.
Stop looking.
It just says
Stop
Nolan.
Looking! Oh, if you want to talk about failed art projects, I was doing something for digital media, and what we had to do was we had to create a, what did we have to create? We had to create some sort of, like, skull poster thing.
Like a sugar skull?
No, not like a sugar skull. You had to make a, sorry. Skull portrait thing was something that was not a good descriptor. What you had to do was you had to make a... Like, you had to take a portrait of someone and then make them look like a zombie by photoshopping a skull on top of them and, like, adding some detail. Right?
Okay.
Do you remember the Eskimo thing I showed you with the guy who had the, like, the fur coat around his head and he had the skull with the cracks?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was mine.
Oh.
I thought that turned out decent. Obviously, it wasn't the best thing ever. Obviously, but it's not great. Mm-hmm. But my friend, who did it... Oh, man. So what he did is he took a picture of... Oh, I'm trying to remember what actor he took a picture of. I don't even know. Anyway, so he took that, and then he took a... Just a random skull off the internet, and he's like, all right, here we go. So... He started blending the skull into the face, you know, did the whole entire blend mode thing. And the thing is, the lighting of the skull and the lighting of the actual face were completely, like, different. And he didn't change the lighting at all. And then he just slapped some cracks on top of the guy's face. And he's like, okay, yeah, I'm done. And then Miss Lee walks by, and she's like, she sees this really, really dark skull on this guy who's really, really light. And you can just see the line, like, right here, on where, like, right in the middle of his face is a line where you can see just all skull and all, and then on the other side of that line, and then the middle of his face is just all face. And then there's just cracks, poorly photoshopped. I mean, it literally looks like a bad baby. It's just really poorly photoshopped. It was real bad. So Miss Lee is just like, this could be fixed, and walks away. She's like, I'm not dealing with that shit at all.
No, what are they building there?
The pool.
The pool?
Remember? What?
Well, we talked about this.
We have?
Yeah, they're building a pool right there.
They are?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know. Nocatee's building it.
Why is Nocatee building a pool there?
I don't know. I think it's for the school.
What?
For, like, the school swim team or something.
But the school swim team has the YMCA. What the fuck?
I don't know, dude.
Okay.
I mean, if it is for the swim team, I mean, the school puts more funding into its sports than, like, everything else.
Yeah, that is true. Like, half the side of our school, like, literally, one side of our school is just complete mold.
Yeah. Like, that side of the school right there, just mold, is just seeping down the walls. But then again, like, no one ever walks down there, so I guess that's the reason why they don't care.
Well, I do. Sometimes, when I come in late.
When you come in late, but, like, you don't walk down there to go to class. Because that's, like, the entrance to the gym and just, like, a maintenance closet.
Fair.
But then you look at the other side, and
then you
still
look at the other sides of the school, and it looks perfectly fine.
There's still a little bit of mold going down, and, well, that's not mold, that's, like, rust, but, like... There's mold growing on that wall.
Yeah.
There's mold on that wall.
I'm pretty sure there's mold at least on every wall of the school. Yeah. On the outside, at least.
And hey, that's what you get for building a school in Florida, am I right?
Yeah, seriously, jeez. Alrighty. Thank you for listening to our little podcast about...
mediocre relationships
and failed art projects.
Failed art projects.
I think that might just be the title of the podcast right there. Mediocre relationships and failed podcasts. Or rather, Tate's mediocre relationships and failed podcasts. Because you don't have anything to say about that. Yeah, that's it. Thank you guys for listening. I was about to say watching. Thank you guys for listening in. Yeah, that's it.
4 years of high school and yet fucking... single as a crane. I don't know.